You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The Detroit suburb of East Point made Michigan history on Tuesday. The city became the first in the state to use ranked choice voting for two seats on city council. So let's talk about what that is and how things went. Here with us now is Brian Fairbrother, who's assistant city manager and deputy city clerk. So Brian, start out by doing something that I bet you've done a lot of in the months leading up to Election Day. Tell us, what is ranked choice voting?
Sure. Well, first of all, thank you for having me today. Ranked choice voting is essentially the method of casting and tabulating votes where the voter ranks candidates in order of choice, and then tabulation will proceed in rounds.
So you had four candidates, so people would rank their candidates from first preference to the fourth preference?
Exactly. So there are four rankings here in the city of East Point, and luckily enough, we had four candidates. So basically, in round for rank number one, it's kind of the candidate you love. Rank number two is the candidate you like. And rank number three might be the candidate that you can stand.
So if a candidate I know clears more than a certain percentage of the vote, he or she immediately wins. But if you don't hit that threshold, then the person with the fewest preferences is dropped, and then everybody shifts the ballots over to the second choice candidate, and you shift and count until you get your top two candidates.
That is correct. So our threshold, since there are two offices to be elected, is one-third plus one. So today our threshold was 1,664 votes, and we had two individuals who have reached that threshold, the first being Ms. Lucido and the second being Mr. Curley.
You've got your winner. So
we got our winners.
I'm curious, how do you think things went for voters? Do you think they got the hang of it and understood why they were doing this new thing of ranking preferences?
I think so. We conducted a very, very extensive voter education campaign. We actually hired a ranked choice voting voter education consultant, and we held a series of town halls. We held, I believe, six town halls across East Point over the last couple of weeks. And by the time Election Day hit, you know, every voter may not have loved ranked choice voting or the idea of ranked choice voting, but I truly feel that every voter at least understood what ranked choice voting was and had a good idea of how they were going to fill out their ballot.
And I know that the ranked choice system was a way for East Point to settle this voting rights suit that was filed by the Department of Justice, which had claimed that white voters acting as a blockhead historically diluted the voting power of black residents in these citywide races. So the idea is ranked choice is a way to have as many voters as possible be involved in electing someone. Is there a sense that, yes, it did work out like that?
You know, I can't really speak to that. It's clear that as many as, it looks about 70% of our voters got to decide or got their number one rank, voted for their number one rank, and those people were ultimately elected. So whereas normally if people were voting in blocks, 50% of the electorate would be heard. Here in the city of East Point, it appears as if about 70% of our electorate was heard. So we're really happy about that.
I'll tell you, Brian, I actually watched ranked choice voting with a family member who was running for elected office in Cork, Ireland, where they've done ranked choice for ages. And they had a slate, they were electing a slate of 18 members for Cork City Council. Election closed on Friday, and he wasn't officially deemed to be elected until Sunday afternoon. I mean, there was a lot of paper shuffling at Cork City Hall as these preferences were shifted around. And I'm wondering for you, was there a noticeable difference in how long it took to come to the two winners compared to the way that it had been done through the years?
Well, typically, election results are available the evening of the election. For this city council election, the results were available right around 1 p.m. the next day. So we not only ran the results through our tabulator and our system, however, we conducted an internal audit by members of our finance team here at the city of East Point. So we're very confident in the accuracy of the results, and we're very proud that we were able to produce those results so quickly.
Now, interesting, any way of knowing whether the outcome might have been different if this had been the traditional way of voting, the way that the rest of the state of Michigan voted? Is there any way to know that whether ranked choice changed the outcome?
You know, I can't speak to that. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Okay. And I'm also wondering about the tone of the campaigns. Did ranked choice voting affect the tone? I mean, candidates kind of would at least like to get a second preference. So did you find any change in whether maybe people were all a little nicer this time around?
The candidates, I can say, were very nice to each other as far as I could see. Granted, I'm not out there in the field all the time. I'm here at City Hall. But I did not really hear much about negative campaigning or any type of smear campaigns. And I think that's what people really like to see.
What would you say to other cities about taking on this way of voting, this ranked choice voting? What would be the do's, the don'ts, and what lessons did you learn?
Well, right now, ranked choice voting isn't permitted under Michigan election law. We were permitted to do this due to a consent decree that was signed by a federal judge. However, you know, I think the state of Michigan is still a few years away, potentially, of having ranked choice voting in other jurisdictions.
But I know, for example, Ferndale had been considering it. So as people listen to you talking about it, what do you think worked well? What would you say? What would you work on and what worked well?
Well, I truly believe that our voter education campaign worked, did a great job making voters knowledgeable about what ranked choice voting was. Also, our ballot layout and design was very clear. It was very concise, but also very specific as to what a voter had to do and what he or she, what they had to do to successfully mark their ballot. So really, knowledge is power, and I encourage other clerks, if they're, you know, eventually going to potentially implement this, to conduct a very extensive voter education campaign.
When did you start the process of, hey, folks, here's what we're going to be doing and why?
Well, I've been on the job here at East Point for approximately 4 months now. So my very first meeting here, you know, I started about 9 a.m. and by 10:30, I was in a meeting with the United States Department of Justice to discuss ranked choice voting implementation, which had just been signed through a consent decree by a federal judge. So we didn't have a lot of time to prepare for this election. I mean, 4 months in the grand scheme of things is not a long time in the election world. But, you know, we luckily our staff here worked very diligently. Our elections office worked numerous hours, numerous nights and weekends. So I want to say thank you to them for doing such a great job.
So you jumped into your new job and helped the city of East Point make some Michigan history by being the first in the state to use ranked choice voting. And two seats on city council were filled that way. Brian Fairbrother with the city of East Point, thank you so much for talking with us on Stateside.
Thank you.